I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. San Antonio, Texas police have issued an officer safety bulletin for John Green of Carlsbad. Green has multiple warrants out for him. He is accused of breaking into a home, stealing a vehicle, and theft of three trained search and rescue dogs from his estranged wife, Dr. Kim Lark of Carlsbad, earlier this week. According to Teresa Foster, a close friend of Kim Clark, tells MTD Radio News that Green previously resided in San Antonio. One of the dogs, a border collie, was expected to give birth to a litter of puppies sometime later this week, and may have already done so. Foster says that Lark is visibly distraught over the theft of her dogs. Carlsbad police captain and spokesperson Jesse Rodriguez tells us that police are diligently working to get her dogs back.
We're just as vested in trying to do that for her as well.
Anyone with information on this case are asked to call Carlsbad Police or Eddy County Crime Stoppers. Roswell police are asking the public's help in identifying a person who committed an armed robbery at the Allsup store at the corner of West McGaffey and Lee Avenue on May the 10th, just after midnight. RPD spokesperson Todd Wildermuth tells us more.
He went over, picked up a case of beer, brought it to the counter. The store employee told him that he could not sell him the alcohol, and the suspect responded by pulling out a gun and pointing it in the air. Shortly thereafter, he picked up the beer and left.
The video surveillance at that store is posted on the Roswell PD Facebook page. According to Wildermuth, the clerk was not harmed. Most of the area high schools will conduct commencement exercises for its graduating seniors this weekend. Their journey to receive their diplomas began as freshmen under the COVID-19 umbrella. Hobbs Superintendent Gene Strickland says it was an unwanted challenge that not only his seniors, but the others in Southeast New Mexico defeated.
The last time they had a full school year, they were freshmen in high school. You know, it's really special that it stuck together and stuck it out to do what they needed to do in order to graduate.
From MTD Radio, congratulations to all of our area seniors, and we wish you the best with your future plans. For MTD Radio News, I'm Tom A. Reese.